everybody. Welcome to the video, and we're just going to discuss some page navigation in the newest Windows platform. So first of all, what I've actually done is that I've just simply created a button here in the grid, and there you go. Its name is next page, the content, and the horizontal alignment to the left, margin, I've just given that, and 10 points. And then you have vertical alignment to the top, name, button navigate, and click event handler already created, that is button navigate underscore click, which means that if you simply just go here and double click over this, so you would have the event handler. So what we're going to do is that we're just going to create a new page, and we're just going to simply navigate. So there you go, I'll simply go to the projects. Add a new project, new item, and blank page. Simply name that blank page or whatever you want to name that, and add it here. So what I'm going to do is that I will simply go to the main page example to see. We'll say this dot frame dot navigate. I'll say type off, and that is blank. Sorry. Blank page one. There you go. So now what will happen is that it will just navigate from the main page to the blank page. Let's run it and see what actually happens. So ideally it should navigate to the next page, but we're not having any content. We can just put some dummy text block or text box there, and we can just show some data so that we know that we are on the next page. But for sure there is no content on the next page, the blank page 1.xaml, but we're having a button main page xaml, so we can differentiate between both of those. So it's deploying, and I hope to see that output. And loading symbols, running the profiler, and there you go. So sorry for the debugging line. You can just remove that by going to main, by going to app.xaml.cs and turning off the debugger. So there you go. If you just simply click on the button, so it navigates next page. But the only thing here happened is that we only have one window in UWP, which means that the frame changes. It's not the window that changes. So we got to cater that currently, and we're just going we need to create a scheme that caters that. So ideally what should happen is that either we should have a back button here with on which we should click and just and it navigates back to the main page. But if we do that, so it's not a good scenario for, I would say, the mobile devices as you're targeting UWP. So you are going to target a lot of devices that include some desktop, tablets, and also the mobile devices that are having a pre-default back button as hardware or software or whatever you say, or whatever device you're having. It really depends on the device you're having, but you ideally have a back button and given by the operating system. So we need to use that. So we need to come up with a scheme that caters both the tablets, the desktops, and the mobile devices as well. So what we are just going to do is that we just need to change some of the data. By data I means that some of the code. So I'll simply close that, stop debugging, and simply just go to app.xaml.cs. There we go. And in app.xaml.cs, first thing that I'm gonna do is that I'm just going to enable the disable the frame rate counter. For that I need to set the enable frame rate counter to false. Okay, so now we just need to cater that back button, or we just want to cater that frames that we're having in a single window so that we can navigate back. So for that, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to write some code, and we have a root frame here, which is actually a frame, by which I mean that we are having a stack of, meaning a stack that which frame is on the top and which frame is on the bottom. So it's more of like a data structure of stack. So what I'm going to do is that root frame dot navigated, and I would simply create a routed event, tap, and there you go. And we're having a new method here, which is root frame underscore navigated. So what I'm going to do is that system System Navigation Manager. And just go here. Let's go to the System Navigation Manager dot get for current view dot app view back button visibility is equal to, we have a frame here, and we can say that we're having it from the sender, and if that's the case, so it should have a method that can go back. Okay, that's probably actually, and what I can do is that I can check that property, and if I simply go to sorry for that, can go back, so it's basically a boolean, so I can use an if statement as well. So there you go, and I can say app view back visibility dot visible and colon app view visibility dot collapse. There you go. So this is a single line of code that we are just going to write to get that. So moreover, you need to implement the back button request event. To do that, put the code in on launched method below the windows.current.content. So there is a windows.current.content is equal to root frame. So what we're going to do is that system navigation manager dot get for current view dot back requested, that is a routed event, so plus equal to tab tab, which says that now the back is requested, so this method would be called. So what happened is that I can write a very simple code here, so that if there is a frame, and the root frame can go back, so we'll just simply go back. For that, what we're going to do is that we say frame root frame is equal to window dot, sorry, window dot current dot content as frame, and next thing we're just going to do is that if root, sorry, at root frame dot can go back, so we'll simply just need to say root frame dot go back, and with that e dot handled is equal to true. So there you go. So I believe we can just try this, and let's see what happens. So there you go. When I just click on the button, so it gives me the back button here, so it can go back, which means that it just moved back to the previous page. So now we're able to maintain that. But the good thing about this is that this would only happen when you're on the desktop or the tablet. So for example, if you're not on a tablet, or you're running on a simulator of Windows 10 that I'm not going to show you right now in this video, so what's actually going to happen is that if you click on the next page, so there will be a back button, and when you click that, you can go to the back page button on tablets. It's just going to show the back button here, and you can simply just click on that to move back to where you were actually. So this was a basic navigation, and I would say this is how you can implement the back button or the back navigation or maintain a stack of navigation in UWP. That's a bit different from the previous versions of Universal Windows development, as things have changed in UWP. I hope you get the things well and you implement that and practice that. If you're having any question related to navigation. You can surely comment it down below, and you can reach me via email or any social network you like. And for this, it's all, and I hope you just like that. And don't forget to share it to your peers if they are learning UWP or they're working UWP or need a better understanding of navigation. Thank you for your time and see you next time for the next video.